Housing is our number one priority at the moment, Donal, but at the end of the day, this is a new council now, it's a new 5-year term, and I'm saying that it's now time now for us to have a review, or I'm of the understanding there's a review ongoing at the minute, but I think it's important that we review everything in Donegal County Council, and we need to focus, I suppose, where the pressure points and the challenges are, and we need to make sure the resources are where the priorities are. The whole area of housing and roads, I suppose, is back to providing the basic services that people expect of us. And I think we need to have a good, long look at that. We need to look at the demand in the public service centres right across the board. But I think it's good for us to have a fresh look at everything. That would include facilities like the machinery yard. There's probably a system in the machinery yard that has been ongoing for a long number of years. I think it's time to change and have a fresh look at all this. At the end of the day, it's about us having a fresh look and looking for value for money, looking right across the board and making sure that we have. And I suppose over the last 4 years in particular, we have a huge amount of money allocated through the ERDF and the RRDF, and the council has entered into a different space in many different areas. We've done great work in the whole area of tourism as well. So I think it's time for us maybe just to maybe review where we're at, and I think it's good, and I asked the senior management themselves maybe to just have a look at it, if it means them locking themselves away for a few days, engaging with all the staff at the coalface to see what changes are needed. But it's important for us to have a fresh look at everything, and I think it's good in any organisation, because just to stand back and do the same doesn't work, and I think we all have to look at that. And that's my ask. And now at this time, I suppose, with the budget coming up in the council on the 4th of December, I think it's timely.
And do you believe that there are potential efficiencies to be found, potential savings to be made, and potential streamlining methods to be identified where the council can actually deliver its services faster and more efficiently?
Absolutely, I do, yeah, I do. I think we need to be looking at, for housing, for example, I think we need to be doing an audit of all our existing housing properties. We need to be looking at unoccupied housing properties, and we need to see how we can fast track that. But it's down to the simple things, like some of the signage. Unfortunately, has been sabotaged and damaged in certain parts of the county. That's somewhat embarrassing. We need to know what we can do to try and rectify that and improve it. But even in some areas, it's about maybe just taking a sponge and a bucket of water and washing and improve some of the signage. But I think how we provide the basic service that people expect of us, and I think it's good. And look, in any organisation, it's always good to engage with the people on the ground. We have a lot of great people on the ground in the road service and in the housing services and across all areas. But I think it's important that they have their say and bring about change that's necessary as well. And it mightn't always be about money or budgets. Sometimes it could be how we can fast track the decision making process, and I think sometimes the decision making process within the council is taking far too long as well. So I think it's good in any organisation to have a fresh look at everything.